The third of the seven last words of Jesus on the cross were very specific instructions directed to John, the beloved disciple, and to Mary, the woman who gave birth to him as young virgin. Let's read John 19, verses 26 to 27. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Jesus was surrounded by those who truly cared for him, and also those who were hostile to him. Likewise, wherever we are situated, there will be those who would oppose and agree with us. Jesus personally showed his concern both for the hostile and those who truly cared for him. Virgin Mary and the disciple whom Jesus loved were not related biologically, but why did Jesus declare that Mary and John were mother and son? Because of their faith in Christ, Mary and John became related like mother and son. Well, Jesus said in Mark 10, verses 29 to 30, "Truly I tell you," Jesus replied, "no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, along with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life." Have you observed when you trusted in Christ, there are believers whom you feel like they were your father or your mother, and even closer to you than your very own brother or sister? Have you ever experienced that when you get involved actively in church ministries, you would instinctively treat young people as if they are your sons, daughters, brothers, or sisters? The Holy Spirit of Christ living in our life binds us closer to our brothers and sisters in Christ. He enables us to care for each other because we are vital parts of the body of Christ, the church. After Jesus died and buried, John, beloved, took Mary into his home and provided for her practical needs. Mary became a beloved mother to John, and John became a beloved son to Mary. That reality illustrates love and care that the Lord wants his church to practice. Someone said that life is like a book, that Lord has written the first and last pages, our birth and death. In between the first and last pages are blank pages that we will fill out. If others read your book of life, what would it be? We would like others to learn that obedience and respect to parents bring blessings, that siblings can be challenging, adventure, friends, classmates, and office mates can add to memorable escapades and thrilling experiences as well. But most of all, our testimony on how God had transformed us eternally should highlight our story. Let's pause for a moment. Let's thank God for our biological family, father, mother, children, siblings. Pray that God will help us love our biological family and the family of God. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for my brothers and sisters in the church, for my parents, for my siblings, and for our children. Lord, let your gracious love overflow in my life so that I would spontaneously love them unconditionally, just as you love me unconditionally. Bless me greatly so that I can be generous and ready to help others, even brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen.